about to ready to get up. I'm about to get up. We about to ready to go in prayer. We about to ready to go lay hands on Satan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We got to bind this evil cold weather spirit away. It's feeling like January 93rd out here. And this is spring, y'all. But real talk, though, it's about to be summer. So anybody wasting your time, you need to waste their ass right now. Now is the time, honey. Think about your text messages. Who's playing games with you? Who's not being the person that they said they were going to be in your life? You got any of these want to see you ass niggas in your phone? Or when we linking up ass niggas in your phone? Bitch, I got niggas that's been saying they want to see me for 2 years now. They can see these nuts. All right, no more wasting time. Time is too valuable. Not only is it valuable, but it's one of the few things, if maybe not the only thing, that you can never get back in life. It doesn't matter what happens. You're never going to be able to rewind. You're never going to be able to go back in time. Once that time is gone, it's gone. So therefore, people who don't respect your time, they don't respect you. And it's really just as simple as that. And we have to look at it like that. If they don't respect your time, they don't respect you. At the same time, though, we do have to take accountability ourselves. If we're always getting our time wasted by the same person, if we're always ending up in situations that at the end they waste our time, we have to look inward and we have to see, what are we doing wrong? What are we going about incorrectly that's allowing these things to constantly reoccur in our lives? And once you figure that out and once you find that, you got to cut it, right? You got to cut it. And it's harder than it sounds, right? To just be like, oh, cut it. Because, you know, I personally am a person who dreads having those types of conversations where you're like separating yourself from people or breaking up or cutting someone off. Normally, I would just cut the person off, no explanation. But, you know, you got to put your big girl panties on and you got to work through things. And it's crazy because as hard as it sounds, the meme that inspired this gem drop, the meme said, that W that you're looking for is hiding behind the L that you're scared to take. And that's fact. Sometimes we gotta take a L to really be able to get that path cleared and see that win that's been waiting for us. And it's pretty hard to do because you know what? We block our own blessings. No one blocks our blessings more than us. But we gotta be able to identify what's trash in our lives. And some people are really just trash. Like, and you know what? Let me be more specific. They're trash for you because, you know, one person's trash is another person's treasure, blah, blah, blah. But some people are really just trash and we got to be able to identify that in our lives. And we do that by taking inventory, by spring cleaning in our lives, right? You spring clean your house, you spring clean your car, you spring clean your office and your workspace. So why don't you spring clean your life as well? Not everyone and everything deserves to be in our space, right? Our space is our sacred thing that we have and we own and we have control over. So when the seasons change, we change too. And as we change, we have to be taking our inventory. We have to be, you know, look at your job, look at your friends, look at your associates, look at the people that you keep around you. Check those vibes out. Think about toxic family members. Hello, let's talk about it. People don't want to talk about it, but what about some of these toxic family members who are not supporting you the way that you need to be supported? You know what I mean? Do your spring cleaning in your lives. If you got to sit down and write it out and make it real, or if you got to make it simpler than that, go through your text messages. Who never checks on you? You know, things like that is how you do spring cleaning of your life. And that's how you reinvent yourself. That's how you rejuvenate. And that's how you move with the seasons, right? We got to move with the times. We got to stay fresh. People usually say time is money, but time is so much more than money. Time is love, time is care, time is concern, time is respect. So just remember, tonight's gem drop, if they don't respect your time, then they don't respect you. So take your inventory, baby, do your spring cleaning, see how it feels, see how you feel. I'm out.